This goes to Dr. Simine, S-I-M like Mary, E-E, N like November, Khan. It's K-H-A, N like November. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Mary, last name is Verrett, V like Victor, E-R-R-E-T-T. Date of birth is 2/28/1956. Dear Dr. Khan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Verrett, a 69-year-old female patient who was referred for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, noted to be present at least back to 2024. She has had a long history of systemic lupus for about 15 years. She was treated for with Plaquenil for that condition for more than 10 years, and then was told by the ophthalmologist it was time to stop the Plaquenil and switch to something else. So her rheumatologist did discontinue the Plaquenil and has started her on Benlysta, B-E-N-L-Y-S-T-A, for the lupus, which seems to be working so far without any side effects. She reports that blood pressure has been fairly well controlled, but she was recently on chlorthalidone. It was 25 milligram daily for hypertension, but she had hyponatremia as well as low potassium levels, so that medication was stopped. And her Lasix, 40 milligram, is only used every other day currently. And she seems to be tolerating that better without symptoms of hypokalemia. Currently, she has chronic shortness of breath. She has been smoking about a half pack of cigarettes per day for greater than 50 years. She's tried to quit several times, but really has been unsuccessful so far. She has had three strokes, all affecting the left side, causing weakness and numbness. And now she has chronic edema in that left lower extremity. Also, she has known peripheral vascular disease and known left renal artery stenosis, which was found with the renal artery Doppler study 9-4 of 24. That showed greater than 60% stenosis of the left renal artery, and the right renal artery appeared normal. Following that procedure, she was scheduled for interventional procedure of the a renal angiogram with possible intervention. That was done 7/31 of 24. The right renal artery was patent, but when they tried to check the left renal artery, there was a filling defect of the proximal renal artery, and she was unable to cannulate the artery to do any type of intervention. And then following the attempt, she had a lot of bleeding during the procedure, and that had to be stopped, and she had to stay overnight in the hospital because of the excessive bleeding and bruising in the leg, in the left leg. Now, the plan is to do annual renal ultrasounds or Doppler studies, renal Doppler studies of the artery to see if intervention would be required. Also to manage blood pressure well using ACE inhibitors or ARBs, and to monitor renal function on a regular basis. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, COPD, secondary to long-term smoking, systemic lupus for more than 15 years, a history of CVA three times with some left-sided weakness and numbness, osteoporosis, a history of hyponatremia and hypokalemia related to diuretic use, chronic edema of the lower extremities, left greater than right, anemia, peripheral vascular disease. She has an aortic stenosis, congestive heart failure, gastroesophageal reflux disease, prediabetes, left renal artery stenosis, and intermittent thrombocytopenia. Past surgical history, she had the renal artery catheterization in 2024 without intervention because it couldn't be done. And she's had lumbar spine surgeries in 2000 and 2006, right carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy in 2022, and tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient smokes one half pack of cigarettes per day for greater than 50 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced. She works part-time in management. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, COPD, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and lung cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, magnesium oxide 400 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Lasix 40 milligrams every other day, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, Cymbalta 60 milligrams daily, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, folic acid 2 milligrams daily, Valsartan 320 milligrams daily, Felodipine is 5 milligrams 2 daily, Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day, Reclast every year, Benlysta monthly infusions, Nasacort nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. And labs and diagnostic studies, the most recent lab studies were done 12/31 of 25. Creatinine is 0.91 with estimated GFR greater than 60. 11/14/25, creatinine 1.05, GFR 58. 10/1/25, creatinine 1.14, GFR 52. 9/24/25, creatinine 0.96, greater than 60 GFR. 9/18/25, creatinine 1.23, GFR 48. 8/17/25, creatinine 1.11, GFR 54. 8/15/25, creatinine 1.77, GFR 31. 12/4/24, creatinine 1.37, and GFR 42. Other labs on 12/31/25, calcium 9.7, sodium 142, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 3.9, proBNP is 409. 11/14/25, proBNP was up to 1650, albumin was 3.9, calcium 9.5, hemoglobin 11.1 with a normal white count, normal platelets. We have a urinalysis done 9/25/25, negative for blood and negative for protein. Also a CT scan of the pelvis without contrast 5/23/25 showed lobular contoured kidneys and a very small left renal calculi, no hydronephrosis, no hydroureter, no other cysts or lesions could be noted or were noted, and the bladder was decompressed. Also, we had an echocardiogram stress test done 8/19 of 25. She had ejection fraction of 65%. She had a calcified aortic valve with mild stenosis and moderate regurgitation. And the aortic insufficiency was increased, and now also there was aortic stenosis noted. The stress test was negative for ischemia. I don't think I did physical exam, so we should put that in after the meds. Physical exam, the height is 67 inches, weight 187 pounds, pulse 95, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and somewhat harsh sounds. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 aortic murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. There's no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, the left lower extremity has 1+ edema, ankle and foot up to the knee. Right lower extremity, foot and ankle, a trace of edema. She has intact sensation in the lower extremities, fetal pulses 2+, no unusual rashes or lesions. And then assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, 2, hypertension, currently at goal, and 3, known left renal artery stenosis, being followed by interventional radiology through Midland. We've asked her to continue getting lab studies for us every 3 months, so they'll be due at the end of March again. She should avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Tylenol would be okay instead. She should follow her low-salt diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.